My name's Colin, and I'm hoping to run an ultra marathon every month in 2023.
And my name's Andrew, Colin's brother, and I'm going to be joining them for half a marathon during his ultra run every month. This is Idiot School Running, and this is episode 13, Mountains, Warm Weather Training, and the August Run. Well, Colin, that is quite the title, or especially compared to our other titles, isn't it?
It is indeed, Andrew. It is indeed.
Are you eating something? Are you drinking?
I'm having hot water and chocolate because I was out for a run today, and I'm just, do you know, after a run, you get settled?
Well, as we're about to find out, no, not really.
No. After a run, I'm sitting down, having a hot water, chilling out, the kids. Well, I'll not speak about the kids tonight because I would be under scrutiny if, yeah, the kids were a nightmare tonight. So I'm sitting down, finally just chilling out with that actual hot water.
And a bit of chocolate, because normally you're the professional one, or so you say in the podcast, and I'm the one that mucks around in the background. And this is very strange. If listeners find you drinking hot water strange, they'll be doubly surprised to learn that I also drink hot water, and I am currently drinking hot water too, or I've got hot water beside me. I'm not actually drinking it at the minute. I was just before I start this podcast. So let us know if you too drink hot water.
But it does sound weird, but hot water, you actually forget you're drinking hot water. It becomes like tea or coffee. It does sound weird, but it is true.
Yeah, I haven't had a cup of tea for 7 years now in or around that, and I've been drinking hot water for the last 7 years, and a coffee in the morning, or maybe two coffees, depending on how the day goes. You were talking about your kids here in Northern Ireland. Our kids are back at school, Colin. We're recording on Friday, the 1st of September, and our kids have started the school year again.
Happy days. Not just any school year, Andrew. It's a pretty big school year over here.
Well, for our eldest two, they are now in big school. But I suppose we're not really here to talk about hot water. We're not really here to talk about kids starting school. We're here to talk about mountains, warm weather training, and the August run. So, Colin, first of all, tell us about mountains. We've got mountains in the title, and you're probably the man to talk about mountains. Why are we talking about mountains in this episode?
Well, we'll start off with your son and his class in school, shall we, Andrew? What's his class title? What's his class name?
In my son's school, it's like Harry Potter. You belong to different houses. There's four different houses. I'm not sure of all the names of them, but the house that he's in is called Colin's House. Colin's
Which
House.
Which is me. What's Which his symbol, Andrew?
The symbol for Colin's House is also green, so a bit like Slytherin, or hopefully not like Slytherin, but it's Colin's House, it's green, and the logo on that green logo is a mountain.
Isn't that mental?
That is mental, Colin, that is mind-blowing.
No, it is, it's just so random. And it happened just in time for me. So as you all might not be aware of, I've ran the odd wee marathon and the odd wee half marathon, and in the past I would do a lot of road running. I've started to change it up. It's not that I got bored of marathons. Well, it is exactly that. It's exactly that I got bored of marathons. But I've started running trails, and it is so much more fun, so much more adventure for me. I might not run as far. Like, the incline, Andrew, is incredible. This month, I ran less, but I ran 1,000 more feet incline.
And what mountains were you? Is it different mountains, or what particular mountains are you running?
So, Andrew, I'm preparing for the next sort of stage in my running career. Can we call this a running career?
Well, I think you have a running career, and we'll get to my running, quote-unquote, career.
So, as I said, roads, spot on, enjoyed them. I was never the fastest, but I could run for a fair wee length of time. So these mountains, I've started running in the Mourne Mountains. If you don't know where the Mourne Mountains are, they are what side of Ireland? The east sort of side? Southeast, Andrew? Is that about right? Southeast of Northern Ireland?
Yep.
Yeah. So they work out about an hour's drive from my house, which it's a bit of a sin. It's a bit of a joke to think that an hour is a long drive. Well, it's not really a long drive, Andrew.
Here in Northern Ireland, because it's such a small country, it would be considered as a long drive. And the Mourne Mountains are the highest mountains in Northern Ireland, and there's good collection of them. There is signs that say, what's it say, area of natural beauty or something like that.
Indeed, there's signs everywhere, Andrew, that says area of natural beauty. And it is amazing because there's trails all over the show, different trails, steeper trails. There's bike routes, there's mountain biking. So I've recently been exploring the area of it called Ross Trevor. And the first run I went was on a yellow weather warning. So it was a baptism of fire. It was just wet, Andrew. It was just wet everywhere. It was muck up to my knees. Like, there's areas where it was just unrunnable. And as I was going on these trails, they were getting so steep. And you needed 4 points of contact. So you need your hands and your feet for these. And as I was going up a trail, it was a waterfall because the water was actually running down through me. So the trail was actually a waterfall. So I was climbing waterfalls, Andrew. It was incredible. It was beautiful. If you want to see what it was actually right, I have a wee bit of a dialogue. So I've started recording these journeys, not to get stupidly famous, but to really just track my journey, Andrew, and to track what I've been doing, because I wish I had tracked this from the start.
And we were actually chatting off air a while ago saying that, you know, we really should have been taking more video footage of our runs, because we're now sitting in, well, we're September, but we've just done the August run and we've got very little footage. That said, that was intentional because this year was all about the running challenge and we didn't want to make it into vlogs and we didn't want to do YouTube shorts and all. But you have started doing that. So where can people find these videos, Colin?
Believe it or believe it not, on Idiots Go Running on Instagram and Idiots Go Running on YouTube.
So we've got a YouTube channel now.
We do indeed a YouTube channel. So it's currently shorts at the minute, but I have one or two long format of each run I do. I'm going to take the shorts, snip up the shorts, and we're going to have nice wee shorts of it and put them all together, and it'll be a run of the whole journey. And do you know what? It's class and it's just fun documenting my journey. And I come back and I edit it, Andrew, and I look at it and I just think, wow, that was class. And I get to nearly relive it again, but have a hot water while I'm doing it again, Andrew.
Just right, Colin. And although we have a YouTube channel, really it's just your YouTube channel at the minute because you're the one running.
Well, you've got a run coming. You've got one to add to it.
I do. I start to organise those files today, believe it or not, Colin. So I do have a video coming and we'll talk more about that shortly.
Yeah.
So you will see.
I just wish you weren't wasting your time running so much, Andrew.
Yeah, and we will come to my running because, of course, if you've been listening to the Idiots Go Running podcast, you remember that last month I fell in hard times. I didn't fall in hard times. I just picked up an injury because we are 15 days now, Colin. We're 15 days away from the ultra marathon, the North Coast ultra marathon that we both hope to run. And just to update you, I had an injury in July, and in the last podcast, I was a little down, I think. Was it fair to say I was a little down because I thought there's probably little chance of me running the North Coast Ultra and little chance of running the marathon, the North Coast Marathon if I want it. And I was a little down because I really had my heart set on attempting the Ultra, and that looked not to be the case. But there's some news about that, Colin, don't we?
I would say, Andrew, that we've got another podcast in the news about that.
We do. So that brings us to the warm weather training. The warm weather training, I went to Spain. I went to Spain with my family for 17 days. So the last run, the July run that we both went on and I got injured, that was the 16th of July. And I decided I was not going to run until I got to Spain. Because you laughed at me. I said, Colin, the warmth in Spain, it will be warm weather training. The warmth of Spain will cure my injury or something like that, did I say?
You said a lot of stupid things, and you say some things that you believe, Andrew, but yes, you did go to Spain with your family and an injury, and continue.
So it was more of a holiday than warm weather training, if we're being honest. The first day I got there, Colin, it was warm. You're talking, 30 to 36 degrees. And what's that in Fahrenheit for our international listeners?
I have no idea, Andrew. I don't use Fahrenheit. Do people in other countries use Fahrenheit?
I'm pretty sure in the United States.
55. It was 55.
Oh, that surely it's higher than that, is it?
I don't know. I just threw a number right there.
I know you did, because I don't think that sounds right at all. You're going to make us look silly in this podcast call with stuff like that.
Where's Matt Nags when you need him? It's 55%.
It's 96.8. 96.8 Fahrenheit. No, you said 50 or something. 56.
55. No,
that was way off. Yeah. That was like half nearly.
I have no idea.
You could have just said that.
I know, but I thought I'd take a stab on it, and then people would go, wow, he's smart. And I was like, no, well,
you got the opposite. Between 86 and 96 degrees Fahrenheit is what it is if you want to do the conversion. And I hope that's right. I did a quick Google. So it was very, very warm.
86 there's 10 degrees difference.
Yes, because... My goodness, this really is something. It's great to be back in the podcast, folks. So it is.
Hold on. You said it was 34 degrees and that works out in Fahrenheit, 86 to 96. And,
right, I've never once said 34. I said 30 degrees to 36 degrees.
Oh, right, okay.
When I was out there, it was roughly 30 degrees.
Just say 34 degrees.
I know, but that's wrong. It wasn't 34 degrees every day. It was between 30 and 36, which in Fahrenheit is 86 to about 96. So
can I tell everyone, before we started this show, Andrew says, this is going to be a great show. We've got so much to talk about, so much interesting stuff, Andrew. And you said, now that I've said that, I've probably just scuttered the show. Congratulations, Andrew. You ruined the show.
You turned up the show drinking hot water and eating chocolate. We have
I'm
to be professional.
Drinking hot water and eating chocolate. It's lovely chocolate. It's vegan chocolate.
Believe it or not, people actually listen to this podcast. And if you're still listening,
I don't even want to listen to it.
So, and this is educational. I learned something. I learned what 30 degrees to 36 degrees is. In Fahrenheit, it is not 55, as you wrongly stated. It is 86 to 96. So Now we know the temperature of Spain. The first day in Spain, I went out running and was very scared to go out running. I brought my bag with me, my wee running bag. I brought a big bottle of water and I went out. I had my trail shoes on, and the place where we were staying is a bit of a complex, about 5K round it all. And I was scared to run, actually, Colin. It was more of a walk than a run, but I didn't feel any pain. And then every day I went a wee bit faster. And you know what? The warm weather cured my injury, Colin. Can you believe it?
Or
what?
Maybe the jelly left your system.
Well, speaking of jelly, should we roll the jelly jingle credits?
We should roll the jelly jingle credits.
Well, this is going to be a very special episode because there's actually going to be two portions of the jelly jingle. So, Andrew, roll the first jingle.
Andrew's Jelly Update. Andrew's Jelly Update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's Jelly Update.
So when in Spain, I thought, I'm going to go to the supermarket and I'm going to look for jelly. And I did. I went to the supermarket, I looked for jelly, and if I'm being honest, Colin, it was a half-hearted look and I couldn't find any jelly. Because I was really excited about coming onto the podcast and talking about Spanish jelly, and I couldn't find any. And after that, I clean forgot about jelly. Now, in fairness, I know that's a big statement. It's a big statement, especially coming from me. I forgot about jelly because I wasn't doing great distances. Now, I normally just take jelly when I'm running a half marathon or more, but seeing I was only running 5K, and I worked myself up to about 10K by the end of the holiday. Oh, sorry, training camp. I didn't need jelly. So that's kind of the end of the jelly story of the warm weather training.
But and what's jelly in Spanish?
You're putting me on the spot, but I did look it up when I was out there, and I want to say gelato.
I think that's ice cream, gelato. It's gelatina. Gelatina.
Oh, I don't know.
It is. It's gelatina.
Speaking of Spanish, I do know a little Spanish, a little bit more than that, because not only do I have a jelly jingle, Colin, I have a Spanish jingle when I'm talking about the next thing, because Spain wasn't about jelly, Spain was about something else, and we're going to find out about that something else after I play the Spanish jingle.
Contempla los cuentos legendarios de Andrew.
quien viajó a las tierras bañadas por el sol de España, superando los límites de la resistencia en su épico entrenamiento en climas cálidos.
Well, Colin, what do you make of that? I might not know. I might not know the Spanish word for jelly, but I know a few other words in Spain. Spanish.
Well, that was impressive, Andrew. No AI involved, I believe.
Here. What are you on about AI? What are you on about? That's my Spanish. I'm fluent in Spanish.
Andrew, your flipping YouTube channel is all about artificial intelligence, AI, and mocking up things. So I'm not surprised that you used your skills to give yourself El Andrew, the Spanish man.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Colin. Part of my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, my own personal YouTube channel, by the way, folks, like and subscribe. I do have a YouTube channel, but only part of it, a small part, is to do with AI. Like and subscribe if you come across my YouTube channel, folks.
You are right.
I have been training my voice on AI. So now there's a digital, I can generate anything I want in my own voice. And it's okay. It's not too bad, in fairness, but what it can do great, Colin, is take translations, like say in Spanish, and read it out in my own accent or my own voice, I suppose.
Hold on. So what you're saying is we now can just replace you and I can just start my own podcast show and just scrap off Andrew and bring in bilingual AI Andy. Is that what you're saying?
That's a great point. You would have to type all this out. Although you could just get ChatGPT just to write me a podcast script for someone who likes jelly and does a little bit of running and then hit generate and then it will read it out in my voice. But it's okay. It needs more training on my voice because it's still a wee bit. It's okay, but it's not brilliant. It's not believable because this is not an AI generated voice. That said, my AI voice in Spanish was an AI generated voice. I'll play it again, Colin, for you and see if you can make it out.
Contempla los cuentos legendarios de Andrew, quien viajó a las tierras bañadas por el sol de España, superando los límites de la resistencia en su épico entrenamiento en climas cálidos.
You sound like Pep Guardiola.
Mercy. That was me, that wasn't AI. Do you have any idea what that might say in English?
Andrew, is Mercy not French?
Could be French, Colin, now you say it. I was there 17 days in Spain. I think it's gracias. Gracias.
Yeah,
mercy could be French.
Por favor.
Yeah. Oh, my comments off air is coming back to bite me. They're biting me, Colin. They're biting me bad.
Idiots go running. Did you go through Spain going, mercy?
No, I don't believe it did. So now I'm doubting myself. I'm sure it would have.
What are you doing? Here,
by the end of my Spanish warm weather training camp, when I went to a supermarket, on one occasion, somebody starts speaking Spanish to me because it did have a bit of a tan and maybe I looked a wee bit Spanish and a wee bit swarthy and they spoke to me in Spanish and I was really, really happy and I just replied to them, sorry, English, or something.
Mercy.
Something that mercy. So,
I have no idea.
You have no idea. And you know what? For a running podcast, there's very little talk of running at the minute. Do you have any idea what that Spanish is? And I think Matt, you said about Matt Nags a wee while ago. Matt Nags does speak Spanish, I believe. Is that correct?
He does speak Spanish. He's actually currently working on the Spanish and he teaches his kids Spanish because I think he has a Spanish somewhere in his background. But yeah, so he will be listening to this show, very impressed with you. Not only have you brought jelly to his country, but you're embracing one of his nationalities.
Well, hopefully you can make that out. So Matt maybe knows what I said or AI Andrew said. Other people out there listening with a Spanish background or can speak Spanish or translate Spanish can understand. But Colin, you have no idea. Do you want to know what that said? Or should I just not tell you and just work away?
I was actually, do you know what? I listened to you speak, Andrew, and I kind of was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I just forgot about it. I didn't really care. I actually didn't really care what you said, but go for it. Enlighten me.
Well, I will tell you, behold the legendary tales of Andrew, who journeyed to the sun-kissed lands of Spain, pushing the very limits of endurance in his epic warm weather training.
Loosely say limits of endurance.
Well, I would loosely say a lot of that about a lot of that stuff, but I will tell you about my Spanish legendary tales, apparently. So every day I ran in Spain, apart from 2 days, I took 2 days off. Every day I ran and I loved it, Colm. And on the video that will get released in the Idiots Go Running YouTube channel, you'll see the favourite place that I ran to, because we were on a wee resort, a wee golf resort, and you could run around it, and it was about 5K. But there was a wee town called Cesena, and it was 3.3 miles there and about 3.3 miles back. Well, I suppose it would be, wouldn't it be? And I ran there quite a few days. But my favourite time, I would get up early in the morning. When I say early, I mean 8:30. I would get up at 8:30. Everyone else in the house was still sleeping or in the apartment. And I would take myself off with my bottle of water and just run to Cesena. I would get to the wee town. I would sit in a wee calf outside, and I would order a coffee and a pan of chocolate. And for quite a few mornings, especially at the end, I did that, and I was loving life. And hopefully you'll get to see that soonish, maybe in the next week, on, I was about to say, your YouTube channel, our YouTube channel. And I was loving life. So there was no jelly in Spain, or at least for me, but there was pan of chocolates. And thus ends the legendary tales of Andrew's sun-kissed lands in Spain running epic warm weather.
What was the coffee like?
Coffee was absolutely delightful, Colin. And you know what made it even more impressive? I became a regular, and the wee waitress, she would just see me. She knew that I can't speak Spanish, and she would just come, coffee and pan of chocolate, and I'd just go, sí, gracias, or something like that. What are you laughing at? That sounded...
Your whole tone of your voice changes whenever you speak Spanish. You turn into like a very, very sort of... Sí, gracias.
But you have to put on a bit of... Surely when you're speaking another language,
I am the Spanish Andrew.
Sí, gracias. You have to put on a bit of an accent. And I became a regular. Colin, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Loved it.
It was good, yeah.
I love
a good cup of coffee, Andrew. It's something I just love, and that's why I asked you, was it a nice cup of coffee?
It was a great cup of coffee, and I mean a great. Normally I go for a latte along the way, but I just thought, no, I just want a coffee. And it was a great coffee, and I would just read the news, and when I say read the news, it's just sort of the women on my phone, and it was brilliant, Colin, and I loved running out there. And I thought, maybe Andrew, just maybe you could make this ultra marathon. So I emailed the company when I was out there, and I said, when's the closing date? And I got no reply, but I was confident that I would have time enough, because my plan was to come back. I came back, I did a run, about 5 mile run, and then we went out. This is Friday. We went out on Saturday. So what's that? Saturday the 26th. So 6 days ago, we went out running. And I thought, I'll see how I get on my half marathon. And if I'm feeling okay, I'm going to enter. But that was Saturday. On Friday the 25th, I got a phone call from you, Colin. And you can tell the rest of the story.
Yeah. So I had booked myself in to the ultramarathon, because I didn't want to leave it too late.
Which is sensible, very sensible. I didn't want to leave it too late either, by the way.
You didn't? I didn't want to miss the deadline. So just one day, sitting in the house, an email came through, ding, and it says, basically, thank you for registering for the ultramarathon. Here's all you need to know. The deadline is now closed. And I thought, I haven't heard Andrew booking the ultramarathon yet. So got on the phone to Andrew and rang Andrew and said, Andrew, ultramarathon's closed. The date. And what did you think?
Oh, I thought I was clean gutted.
Clean
gutted. I had left it too late. I was in June, I was so excited for this ultra marathon. In July, I was a bit heartbroken, really didn't think I'd get doing it. In August, there seemed to be redemption. I seemed to have got over the injury, and I was literally one day away from booking it. I was going to wait to see how I got on Saturday. On Friday, it was closed. I went on the website straight away. All the booking details, it was all closed. It was all gone. And my dream of, well, it was only a few weeks old, really, wasn't it? Of running an ultra marathon was over. And what did you think, Colin? Were you good at form, or did you really not care too much?
No, because see, ultra marathon people, and anything I read and anything I look into, ultra marathon people, they're not like normal runners. They're really accommodating, Andrew, and they're really nice and they're really good and they just want you to be there.
Because this is a big event, as I say, there's 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, and then ultra marathon.
And you missed them all?
And I missed them all. And the thing is, it's been in my diary for months. I have a joint calendar with my wife. It's been in it for a month. I've made sacrifices around, I'm a youth club leader, and youth club was meant to start on the Friday night, the 15th, and I've actually put it back to the 22nd just so I can run this. Because we'll be staying up there, or the plan was to stay up there in our mum and dad's caravan, very close to the event. So, you know, there's been a lot of sacrifices, all this, and I missed the deadline by 24 hours, Colin. But you said, don't worry, you'll get in.
Yep. There's always ultra marathon people that said, class people, the kings among men, Andrew. Kings among men. They are amazing. And I reckon if you'd rang Lucy, Lucy'll get you sorted.
Well, I did. I rang her about 20 times and there was not a single pickup of that phone. So no. I emailed and I begged. I begged, really. That's not beat about the bush.
Did you use your Spanish accent? Hello, Lucy. Oh, gracias. No. It's Andrew here.
I don't think my Spanish accent would get me anywhere with trying to get up an ultra marathon.
Might get in a few places.
In the North Coast. But I begged in an email and I was gutted. But the gutlessness didn't last too long because about an hour and a half later, your girl Lucy, who organised the event, got back to me saying, that's no problem at all. Just send me your details and I'll send you a link. So I sent her my details and I didn't hear anything back, to be honest. So I sent her another email a few days later and I got the link. I have paid for the event. That said, I haven't heard anything back and I have sent another email just saying if everything's good and I still haven't got anything back. So I've paid for the event. I think I'm in. I've got no information. By the way, Colin, would you mind forward me the email you got just about the information just so I can look over it?
Yeah, it tells you to bring battery packs and everything, but it's only 40 miles, Andrew, so it's really overkill. You don't have to bring everything. It says you can bring this stuff. They advise you to bring this stuff, but I don't think it's set in stone, Andrew. But yeah, I will send that across you, Andrew.
And hopefully, I will make it. I think, well, I've paid for it. She said it was okay, so I think I'm in. And I was over the moon. But as the third part of our title suggests, there's an August run to talk about. So we'll talk about the August run now, Colin.
Yes, because I'm trying to think how that even came about, that August run.
The August run came about that we've got an event every month to run. You have to run an ultra and I have to run at least half. And that was just the day that suited, wasn't it? Because that was the last Saturday of the month.
It was. I was actually going to do my long run the week before in the mountains. And I had planned to do 30 miles in the Warren Mountains. But Andrew, it was a complete washout. And I think I got to 5 miles in. It was up to my knees. Imagine doing 30 miles and you're like some places, you're up to your knees in water.
That wouldn't be fun. And funny, I was thinking of doing it in Spain in the 30 degrees heat or 86 degrees Fahrenheit, if you will. And seeing you weren't doing it, then I decided not to do it in Spain so we could run it together. So tell us about that run. We decided you got up what time on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it was more, this run was more, right, that's just, we both always have things to do, and this was probably the least planned run we've ever done this year, I would say.
Well, that's saying something, Colin, but you're completely right about
the
that.
The least effort, it was, I'll wake up tomorrow and I will run to your house, Andrew.
That was the plan. That was the full force of the plan.
And then I have to be back because boys have football and stuff. So then we will take a loop and I will run back to my house. And at about maybe 78 miles, when I'm on my way back to my house, you can turn and go back to your house and we'll leave each other. That was kind of our plan.
It was a good plan and it worked well. You left the house at what time?
I left the house at, was it half six was it, Andrew, in the morning?
And what time did you get to my house?
Flip, Andrew, I don't know. It must have been, it was 10 miles, so say 2 hours, six, seven, eight, before 9 o'clock. I think it
just
was
before 9 o'clock. I think I was just up at half eight.
I was running up your road and you obviously track me because I send you the link and I say, Andrew, this is where I am, just to keep you, just so you're ready. So whenever I get to your house, you're ready to go. And I'm running up the road and your door's lying open. You're standing there with a coffee in your pajamas and your slippers on. And I'm kind of looking at you going, it's odd. Odd running attire. I'll not lie to you. It was a bit odd. But anyway, I went in and I went into your house.
You recorded a video, didn't you? I presume you posted that video.
I did. It's on our Instagram channel and our Reels, and it's also on our YouTube channel.
You're very good with social media. I don't go on social media too much. So, you know, when I go on social media, because I go on and it's like ding, 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 ding. I heart or like all the stuff. So it all comes through in one go, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes just look at your phone, you'll be like, wow, something's just got loads of attention. And you'll go into it and like, Creative Goodman likes like 15 boom, boom, year boom, things. Boom. So, so then I go into your house and I walk in, I finished 10, 11 miles, whatever it was. And I burst through your door going, Andrew, you're ready to go. This is amazing. And you literally just turn around to me and go, Colin, there's people still in bed sleeping. And then
keep it down.
And keep it down. But my adrenaline's pumping from the run. And then I must have woke up your daughter and she comes down. Abigail comes down and she goes, I woke up because I smelled something stinky. And then she just looks at me. So, you know, this is kind of what I'm working with, you know. And then I thought, right, get the kettle on, have a cup of coffee. Let's just chill out. Now I'll have a bite to eat here.
And this is how unprepared I was. I didn't even have jelly. Oh, just wait before we get there. Should play the jelly jingle for the second time. And this is a historic occasion. I'll play the jelly jingle for a second time. Take it away with the jelly jingle, Andrew.
Andrew's Jelly Update. Andrew's Jelly Update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's Jelly Update.
So as I was just about to say, Colm, I didn't actually have a jelly in the house. I had no jelly.
So we've had a podcast with two jelly jingles and you haven't had any jelly. You have no updates in jelly. These two jelly podcasts, you're like, I didn't eat jelly and that's it done.
No, it didn't say that. I said I didn't have any jelly in the house. The plan was to stop in the garage or stop in a shop and get some jelly. That was the plan. And I was okay with the plan because when I go out, I need my jelly. So that's what I did. Plan to do.
And did you do that?
Didn't, Colin. Didn't.
No.
So you know the old saying, there's only three things certain in life. Death, taxes and jelly. No, there's not. Really, there's only taxes.
I'll flip in Mr. Enlightenment over here.
I know, but I'll brighten up your day. This is the first month that I have not taken jelly. I'm going to say that, the first month since the start of the year. So I had no jelly on this run, Colin.
But you know what you could be doing? Now, wait to hear this. There's my method, maybe to your madness. It's subconscious. So bear with me. So before you do a big event, right, what you'll do is you'll not take any carbs, okay? And you don't take any carbs because your body thinks there's a famine. And all of a sudden, your body then goes, oh, crap. I've got no carbs. And then before the event, then you carb load, Andrew, which then your body stores extra carbs, which gives you more stored energy for the day of the race. Then you're buzzing and you're ready to go. You could be doing something similar with the jelly. Your body's going, there's a famine, there's no jelly. See before your 40 mile run, then you jelly load. That's what you do.
There's going to be a few bars of jelly in that run, Colin.
Oh, and your body will be like, boom, and it'll be storing that jelly and pumping that jelly out, and you will be on a jelly high.
Well, I would like to think that, but there's two parts to that story. You're kind of quite confident that I would make the 40 miles, and there's maybe some reason to doubt why that might happen, because we had a great run. You got to my house. We'll go back to that point. You got to my house, took it easy for a wee bit. I got ready, went out the door. We didn't really know where we were going to run. We decided to run down a different way towards Belfast, and we ended up in a wee forest type park, didn't we?
It was kind of like a country walk. We didn't know where we were going. It was just, we've seen this wee path that led down to this wee river, and I thought,
we'll go down to it.
All rivers lead to an ocean, as they say in Finding Nemo, don't they?
Can't remember. They might do.
Well, I think it's all toilets lead to an ocean.
Maybe. Again, don't know.
Well, we'll look that up and we'll confirm that. So yeah, we ran down past wee river and it took us on this nice, I would say it's a nice wee walking path.
It was a lovely walking path, but we did run on that walking path.
But we ran the life of that walking path. That walking path never, didn't know what hit it.
It was brilliant, Colm. It was brilliant. And we got down because we thought we'd get to the part where you could just run back to your house in Belfast and I could kind of do a loop. And I actually had to run to my father and mother-in-law's house to get their car because my car has broken down. And that's another story for another broadcast, unfortunately. And you ran back quite handily, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think all in all, I forgot to start and watch a few times and I must have missed about 1 or 2 miles. But like, it was surprisingly a really, 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 really good run. And before I left, I thought, this run isn't anything special, you know, but it was class.
Really nice run, I have to say. It was just a chilled run. The weather was nice. The July run was awful because half of it was walking, although it was a nice location. And this run was really, really nice. I ran back and I actually did in total 16.8 miles, which was more, a few mile more than I thought it would do. And it was maybe around, mile 13, Colin. I felt something. I felt my knee. And
giving you a jib.
The same knee that hurt in July. It was hurting a bit and I kept going on and then I did some walking and then I ran a wee bit and did some walking. Don't think I told you this. I actually stopped off in Asher's. Asher's is a bakery and I got a...
You did tell me.
Oh, I did tell you. I got a latte and two sausage rolls. Not jelly, not pan au chocolat, but sausage rolls. This is the caliber of athlete you're looking at here. And that gave me a wee boost and was able to run on. And then, last mile and a half, I just walked it. So, brings us back to we've got 15 days, this ultra marathon, Colin. And I'm still doing it. And I'm in a better place than I was in July because I can walk okay. And I think with a bit of rest, I haven't ran since Saturday, by the way. I think I'll be okay. With a bit of rest and some strength training, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go as far as I can. Hopefully I'm going to do it all, but certainly at the very, very least, I want to get a marathon distance on the 16th.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know how long my knee will be able to hold out for, but I'm going to do as much of it as I can, Colm. And again, in July, I thought it was out. In August, I had a good August. Although it was sore, you know, it's grand now. It doesn't feel like I haven't run on it. So I'm still doing it, but I'm not as confident. Well, I'm definitely not as confident as I was in June, but I'm more confident than I was in July. So that puts me somewhere in the middle, I suppose.
Let's go back to the training. So if it makes you feel any better, Andrew, I have a niggle in my right knee, but I'm not worried. It is what it is. I was out running tonight, and it's tonight, it's niggling, but
tonight,
it's fine.
The first night you had it?
Yes, but it's grand because I planned, it was supposed to be our training plan.
Let's talk about the training plan. How many days have you missed in the training plan?
There's 2 days I missed, but on saying that, there's been times where I've run actually extra. So yes, I've hit the training plan, but I've also been doing extra strength and conditioning every time I've had strength and conditioning. And that we are sitting on tonight, which is the first, isn't it? The first of
September.
September. Where do you hear this? This is class. A 16-week training program, two missed, and today was supposed to be a rest, but I went out for a run. Stuff like that happens. Tomorrow's a rest. Then we'd hear this, Andrew. I have 10 miles on Sunday.
Yep.
And the next week I have stretch and rest, stretch and rest, stretch and rest, 10-minute jog, stretch and rest.
And is that all we have to do?
Stretch and rest after Sunday. So I literally have one run left. Now,
we have one run left.
We have one run left. Will you hear this? So I had planned this 16-week training plan to finish an additional week short. So I have an extra week's grace. We have 2 weeks before the marathon, whereas most training plans...
And it was for 50 miles, not 40.
And it was for 50 miles, not 40. So we have all that in our locker. So this is the first real training plan I've ever done, Andrew. And I'm happy with it. I've done really well.
Well, you sent me this training plan and then you stopped, because how much of the training plan did I do, Colin?
I didn't stop intentionally sending it. I just thought it was wasting my time.
You were wasting your time. It's not that I wasn't doing it. It's not that I wasn't doing it. Well, I didn't do it.
There's not one bit of my training plan says warm weather training, chocolate, sausage rolls, coffee. Jelly. Like, it's not a...
When you say it out loud, it doesn't exactly paint a good picture of me. But
no,
I really enjoy a run with sausage rolls and pan of chocolates and jelly. And actually, see if this ultra marathon could consist of sausage rolls, pan of chocolates and jelly, I think there's a fair chance that I'll be able to complete it handy enough.
There are runs on this which says make sure you test your nutrition. So like there's a 32-mile run which is to test my nutrition and what to eat on long runs and everything.
Yeah, there is a drop bag. There is a drop bag. I'm going to put
a
jelly.
You're going to put another person in it. So
I'm going to put jelly, pan of chocolate and sausage rolls, right? I really admire you. You are a runner. You have done a plan. You're going all out for it. You run ultra marathons. I have never run a marathon. I had no intention to ever run a marathon, let alone an ultra marathon. And I've got other things going on, and just the running. I love this challenge, and I'm really excited about the ultra. But let's face it, like you sent me a wee message earlier today. That wee meme. I don't know if you've seen the wee dog sitting in the fire. Let me bring it up. It's a very, very, very popular meme.
I'll post it on our Idiots Go Running podcast. I'll post it on our Idiots Go Running Instagram page.
It just sums up everything. And there's something crossed out. And you wrote really roughly. Were you using your finger or what?
Andrew, it's a phone. All I can do is use my finger, and I scrolled in and I tried
You can do great things with phones nowadays. Andrew, injured 3 weeks out from race day, and the wee dog sitting in the fire with his wee coffee. This is fine. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous. I've signed up to do an ultra marathon on the level of training I'm doing. But I'm so excited, Colin. I'm so excited because I've no idea what's going to happen. I might get to 15 miles and the pain could be in agony, but I want to go on to 26.2 at the very least. The weather could be horrendous. It could be a glorious day. I thought my family was coming to watch me, but the other day when you were up, Jenna says it probably won't come.
Hi, Rachel. I don't think Rachel's going to be there either.
Because if Rachel's not coming, Jenna and the kids aren't coming. But then I think she feels guilty and she might come now.
No, Rachel's doing a PT course the next day. We've got work all week. She goes to the gym. Saturday is her only day off. Do you think she's going to... And the kids have to go to football. If my kids miss football, Andrew, it's like Armageddon in my house. So Rachel...
It's a VR round trip for you too, isn't it?
Rachel could leave and have an Armageddon 3-hour drive with kids who don't get to play their football for like to watch a sweaty old man like just stroll past you and then say, yay, well done. And then... like an hour and a half drive back home, kids screaming, kids shouting. Like, I don't blame her. I really don't blame her.
I understand that, but I will blame my wife. I've never entered an ultra. I may never enter another ultra or marathon again. And I want my kids to see me hobbling, not running, not jogging, not even walking. I want to see them hobbling. Is that daddy coming? Or aye, taking a while to get to this lick, isn't it?
It's going to be epic. Because do you know what? Like, I've never met another person who's ran an ultra marathon in my life yet. I don't think I have.
It would be the most ridiculous thing on this earth if I finished an ultra marathon call. like people train for this kind of thing. And I have done a bit. I have ran this year. But
you've done football. I'm sorry. You turned up to a half marathon, right?
Yeah.
And we were standing at the starting line, the Antrim Coast.
Right, that's the only ever race I've been in is a Antrim Coast half marathon many years ago.
And I thought, I'll pace you, so I'll carry the bag and I'll carry everything for you. And like, you turned up and I said, how's the training been going? And you'd done like 5 mile that month. And that
I think I ran, the training was 1 5-mile run.
You'd done a 5 mile run before, for a half marathon and you turned up, right? And you didn't have a clue. You were like, what's these gels? What do these do? And so I'm just giving you gels. If I had to give you crack cocaine, Andrew, you would have probably snorted it and thought, wow, is this what people do in marathons? You would have believed it. You would actually, it's just, and then by the end of the half marathon, you were like Quasimodo hobbling down the hill.
I was dead.
You were dead. Until my the last leg. 5 seconds of the run, I'll race you. And then you race took you off.
And we sprinted. That's the kind of energy. You know what? We need to listen to Goggins on the audiobook. We need to listen to David Goggins. He'll get us through this ultra. But that's what I'm excited about. It's like, I thought by this stage of the year, this will be our 9th run. I thought I'll be a running machine. I'll know all the right stuff to eat and all this rubbish. No, I don't. I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing.
Well,
I'm just going for it.
And you know what? You kind of have to be dedicated to the actual.
I'm not. I enjoy a bit of a run, but I don't like running for hours and end. Like, but
he says he signs up for 40 miles. You're going to be there for 12 hours, Andrew.
Well, no, we've got 10 hours to do it. But you see, if I could do it, even if I don't,
I said 12 hours.
Even if I don't make the cutoffs, I would love still to finish it. That would be some achievement. And I was speaking to a mate who's a physio yesterday, and I said, if I am in excruciating pain and I continue, will it do any long-term damage? And he goes, no, it shouldn't. So that's the goal, to try to finish it. And you actually said we should have our first Idiot School Running poll. And I think we will. I don't know how to do it.
We will.
But on Spotify, you can. And what do you think the poll should have?
Will Andrew finish the ultra marathon? Yes, no. And yes, outside the time.
Should we have a fourth option? Will he be hospitalised or something?
will Andrew end up in hospital?
No, we should, no. Too many people are clicking that for the banter.
I'm clicking that one. No, Andrew, like...
There are the three options.
In all seriousness, see, when you do, like, 40 miles isn't that far, okay?
That's pretty far, Colin.
But you do go through a wee bit. What?
Pretty far, 40 miles.
Well, in my head, it's not that far because this is me scratching the surface of ultramarathons. But, like, you do get pain that you can't avoid in your feet and in your legs and in your knees and in your hips and in your back just because of the sheer repetitiveness of the running. And I think that might be a bit of a shock to you, Andrew. I'll not lie.
I think I'll be in a shock for it. There's like a lot of things, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the journey ahead, and I'm excited because I don't know how it's going to end.
It is going to be like Lord of the Rings. I will be Frodo, and you will be Gollum.
I'm thinking of something to say about that, Colin. And just nothing's coming. Nothing's coming.
I can do a really good Gollum voice.
Go for it.
Master and Herr Smeagol. Master like Smeagol.
Isn't that good?
That's very good. You know, I can also do a Gollum impersonation, but I can do Spanish Gollum.
Can you?
I was about to Gollum, but I don't know.
El Master don't like Smeagol. Smeagol likes Gollum. Oh.
Oh, we've lost subscribers after that.
I don't know. We can't afford to lose subscribers, Andrew.
I should put that in the AI. But you know what? I'm going to learn a lot. I'm excited, Colin, because it's a 7 o'clock start, which seems ridiculous in many ways to go out running an ultra marathon, but I do understand it. I'm excited to mingle with the other competitors just to see what they're like, see what they're wearing, to get a chat with them, to hear their stories.
Stop right there. Do not refer to them as competitors. If you say they're competitors, it means they are competing with you.
Well, it's a race, but I know what you mean. Like, in no way do I view this as a race.
I would love to see you win this.
And no, that's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said, not just in this podcast. But
could you imagine?
No, it's not going to happen because I'm going to hurt my knees. I'm going to be in pain after about 15 miles onwards. There's going to be 25 miles of absolute pain. We are going to see the other competitors at the start line and we will never see them again because by the time, if I finish it, they will be home. They will be 2 hours on their way home because there'll be no end. There'll be no thing at the end apart from maybe my wife and kids. And even then, they might be home. No, but they are competitors. But no, I don't view this as in any kind of race. But I am excited. Hold on a wee second. Right, go for it.
Your wife's going to be at the finish line, correct?
I don't know, Colin. I don't know.
Right, but there's not enough seats in the car. You're going to leave me. Like you will literally get in the car with your wife and drive off.
We'll get you an Uber or something. You'll be grand. You can walk back or something. Like, don't worry. You'll be grand. But grand, really, Jen and the kids should come for like tea time or something, shouldn't they?
Or could you leave Abigail anyway. At home or something?
We'll do something. There's a big bit. Who knows? We'll get something sorted so well. But sorted. I'm excited about the stops, about the wee stations, the wee aid stations. Well, I look forward to the aid stations. I want to see what do they serve. I'm not even joking. Like, there will be food for an ultra marathon.
You're excited to see this. So Andrew's going for a buffet. He's going to sit down, get his napkin out, get his wee plate and go.
Did you not say there might be
the options?
Did you not say there might be soup or something?
I don't know, Andrew. I've never done one before.
I know, but like, it's not the marathon. You have to eat decent
food.
But
you're talking about like it's a buffet. Like
no,
like
it's not. I know it's not like a buffet, but I'm just...
You have a sit-down meal.
No, we're not going to really have time to sit down, but you can't really drink soup on the go unless you had a cup of soup.
You can't.
But anyway, but I'm
just... You'll be stinking. You'll be a mess. You'll be sweaty because you'll take so much salt. What happens is your skin, like you can actually feel the salt in your skin.
And, where's the salt coming from?
Yourself. You're like...
Right, sweat.
I remember
need salt
I finished
tablets or
sweat.
Something.
Yes, I'll sort out some salt tablets.
We've got 15 days and I reckon in about 5 days I'm going to start looking into this ultra marathon, and that's not a joke, Colin, so it's not. I think I'm going to start to see what I need from a drop bag and get my kit ready and get my supplies ready.
But you do laugh. I have like a week to kill, a week of resting and stretching, Andrew. Like,
I'll join you with that too. I don't know. Now, that's the question. Because I have a bit of an injury, I don't know how much to run. My physio mate said I could do not like a half marathon, but I could go out for a few miles. So I might do that. But I'm quite busy at the minute, so I don't know when I'll get that fit in. I'll try and do a bit of stretching. It's not looking good, Colin. But that's why I'm excited. I'm excited for the journey. I'm excited for the experience. I don't know where it's going to end. And if you're still listening, thank you. Gracias. And
Mercedes.
Go to the poll and let us know what you think.
Yes.
What way would you vote on that poll, Colin? You'll be the first person, maybe. What way are you going to vote?
Will you finish? So the three options. Are we doing the hospitalized, Andrew? No.
No, we're not the option.
Okay, Andrew. So it's a sure thing. You're not going to be hospitalized. I really hope you're not. Yeah, it's quite intense. But anyway, you shouldn't be hospitalized.
No, yes, but not in the time.
I reckon you'll do it in the time.
Jeepers, Colin. Really?
Of course. It's 10 hours.
I know, but there's different cutoffs.
I know, but you just need to get to the first two cutoffs and then just stay at home. Just pace yourself. Pace yourself. I'll pace you.
There you go. That's encouraging, so it is. And very surprising also.
No, of course. Of course
you know what?
You never go into a run, a race, an ultramarathon with the slightest chance that you won't do it. Like when I stood up to that Missenden nearly Limerick run I did, I knew
I'd get. By the way, part three is coming out soon, Colin. Part three of that journey is going to come out soon, but it's probably going to be after the ultramarathon now, I would imagine.
I would imagine so, Andrew.
But, and on that note, that's eight runs done, Colin.
And I'm going to bring a GoPro with me on the ultramarathon, and we are going to record the absolute everything out of it.
That would be brilliant.
And it's just going to be epic. This run is just going to be
so much fun. I'm excited for it.
Right, so here's another way to put this run. Sorry if you're still listening, Andrew. Edit this, shrink this down a bit. But everyone around the world who's listening, a lot of people do ultras and it's a loop, which is nice, or they do ultras in other places or from A to B. This literally, you're running on the coastline.
This is my Spanish sun. The scenery will heal my knee. The scenery will heal my knee. Oh.
Heal your knee. heal my nail. But you literally run 2 meters like from a sheer cliff, right? And it's amazing because it's just water and sea for so much of the run. Then you hit the landmark, which is the Giant's Causeway, which a lot of people come from miles to see.
All over the world.
That's miles. It's just a lot more miles than I made out to be. And then you go past Dunluce Castle. You start on a beach. You go down past the coast so much that you're actually scrambling over rocks. You come to Carrickery Rope Bridge as well. You'll see that. It's just the most, like, we see in the mornings is natural beauty. This is amazing. This is natural beauty as well, Andrew.
And this is different class.
And you come back past the Giant's Causeway on a slightly different route, the higher trail. But it's incredible. It's incredible. And I read a report, actually, of someone who has previously done this. And do you know where you get a lot of your support from, Andrew?
No.
The people doing the marathon and the half marathon. Because when they're going one way, you're going the other way. And you're near.
Oh, really?
He was high-fiving the other ones doing the run.
I'm going to need a high-five or two.
So you're actually being supported by other runners that's running past you. And there's no support from another runner than another runner. It's amazing. It's just, I'm so excited about it. I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be my first official medal for an ultramarathon if I make it.
That's the other thing. You might not have to stay with me then. You might have just at one point we might need to part ways. And I'm happy about that, by the way. I would encourage that. If at one point it doesn't look like I'm going to make a cutoff, you just go on, and I'm more than happy about that, Colin.
But
we'll try it.
If we can finish it together, we will. And it's an experience. It's not about the time for us and all that jazz. It's just for the sheer banter. And we never thought, I actually never planned to do an ultra, Andrew. You never planned to do a marathon, never mind an ultra.
Not a chance.
So this is going to be good. I've got the end of the training plan, ticked every box. You haven't ticked anything on the training plan.
Ticked the rest days, and that's about it.
We are kind of like one of them hospital things, Andrew. You know, they do they give someone the drugs and they give someone the placebo and they see, does it make a difference? Does a training plan make a difference? There's another poll for you. We could have two polls, Andrew.
That's a ridiculous poll. Of course it makes a difference.
What do you see?
Of course it makes a difference.
What do you know? You never know.
The podcast is called Idiots Go Running. It's not called Sense and Sensibility. You know what I mean? So it's... although it's Idiots Go Running again, they're really
How bored with a podcast? Runners Go Running. Well, what else are you supposed to do?
Runners Go Running. That's a decent name.
That's a decent name. Idiots Go Running, Andrew. That's where the name's at.
It says what it does on the tin.
It says what it does on the tin.
Did I say that? Did I say that? Say that again.
You said it says what it does in the tin. It does what it says in the tin. You're going to have to listen to that back.
In my mind, it's the same thing. Remember, folks, you can find us. Tell us where the folks can find us, Colin.
Well, if you want to unsubscribe to any of our channels, feel free. No. Anyway, look, our channel's having some amazing stuff coming. It's more video footage than
just
photographs.
Just tell us
now.
Where they can find us.
Okay. On YouTube, on Instagram, with Idiots Go Running. And I'm also on Facebook with the MS Running Adventure as well. I share everything under that. Is that okay, Andrew? My name's Colin.
We're not just there yet, but we are in the process. The run, remember to vote on the poll. We look forward to seeing how that turns out. The run is on Saturday the 16th. Maybe you'll do the odd update along the way in Facebook or something like that. Colin, I'm not sure.
Probably not.
We will do our best to record on the 18th while it's still fresh, Monday the 18th, and it'll maybe come out on the Tuesday the 19th, to find out, will I complete the ultra marathon? Colin,
you act like it's a given
podcast
with me.
Sorry?
You act like it's a given with me. I'm going to complete
well, you've
it.
You've done an ultra marathon every month now for 8 months. You've done a training plan of 16 weeks for a 50-mile ultra. I think you have got this in your bag. Although I know you have a bit of an injury, but I think you've got this.
Not an injury, it's a niggle. A niggle.
A niggle.
But it's not a big niggle.
I've got a niggle that'll start at 15 miles or so, or 13. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for the run. I can't wait for the next podcast. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, my name's Andrew.
And my name's Ultra Colin.
Gracias for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.